Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If it matters to an Atlanta sports fan,
get the latest here first.
It's about us! It's about our strength!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
Hey, it is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. And we just got to get straight into it, y'all. I'll give my shout-outs first. Shout-out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout-out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout-out to all my first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout-out to y'all. Salute to y'all. Shout-out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout-out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I'm right here with you. I know the vibes. Shout out to all my people that's listening in the bed right now. Got a couple of more minutes or maybe a good amount of time before you have to get up and start your work week back up. And if you need to go ahead and get up, go ahead and get up. Don't be late. Or, you know, if you are fortunate enough to have a Monday off and you're just up, what's up? We're going to get into these Atlanta Falcons. Because what was that? What was it? What did we witness on Sunday, y'all? What did we witness? I'll tell you what we witnessed. An embarrassment. That was an embarrassing loss. At home to the Minnesota Vikings, we lose 31-28. Why did we lose? I'll go ahead and let you know. We played sloppy. We didn't capitalize off the turnovers our defense created. And we could not finish in the red zone. Period. I mean, Jaren Hall gets hurt. Well, early on in the, was it first? Or late in the first, early in the second quarter? Josh Dobbs, who came in, who they just traded for. They just traded for Josh Dobbs. And he comes in, and we make this dude look so good. I mean, he talked about it after the game, him and the Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell was basically telling him what to look out for, mapping out the plays for him in his headset before they snapped the ball. He was basically giving this man a step-by-step of, hey, look out for this. Okay, if so-and-so doesn't come open on this route, just dump it off to so-and-so. I mean, what? And we let them get away with that? And we let them win this ball game when the head coach was literally giving this man a play-by-play and a map out of what to look for and what to do on a play. All right, if T.J. Hockenson doesn't come open on this corner route, then just hit it to Jordan Addison on this stick route. I mean, what in the world? I don't even know where to begin with this game. It's just so frustrating. This was a game we were supposed to win. This was a game we really needed to win. I understand the Vikings defense was good, but guess what? We still scored 28 points. 28. So they weren't that good, but we gave up 31. And I'm not blaming the entire 31 on the defense. Now, the defense, trust me, they're going to get some smoke too. There's plenty to blame on the defense, but the offense did put the defense in some bad situations. The Bijan Robinson fumble is one. And then right after that, literally the next play the offense had from scrimmage, Taylor Heinicke throws a pick. That's two. So this offense did not do this defense any favors, but the defense didn't play all that well either. Could not tackle. I mean, we could have ended the game yesterday if we could bring Joshua Dobbs down. I mean, who do they think they're trying to tackle? Cam Newton? What are we doing? Get that man down. So, poor tackling, sloppy play, too many penalties, couldn't finish in the red zone. Just a embarrassing, again, loss for the Atlanta Falcons. No excuse. I don't care how good the Vikings defense is. Again, we scored 28 points on them. And it should have been more. Those times we didn't convert in the red zone, had to stick to Younghoe field goals. I mean, literally, the defense gives it to us on a silver platter. The defense gives the ball to the offense on a silver platter, says, here you go. Look, an easy touchdown for you. I mean, dang, I guess the defense was going to have to do it all themselves if they wanted to get in the end zone that time. Lorenzo Carter scoops up a fumble from Josh Dobbs, literally gets it to the one-yard line, and we do not score. Why can't we get a yard? Why can't we hand it off to Tyler Algier or Cordell Patterson and just go get the yard? Getting too cute in the red zone. Trying to do too much. Hand the ball to Tyler Algier, your big bowling ball, muscle man of a running back, and just let him go get a yard. Let him run over somebody and go get a yard. It doesn't have to be that hard. Give it to Cordarrelle Patterson. Let him fall forward and go get a yard. Heck, I don't care. Give it to Taylor Heinicke if you feel like he can sneak and go, and let him go get the yard. And then I believe, too, in the red zone, we had a that it might have been on that drive, actually. We might have had a penalty that backed us up, a false start. That actually, I think that's actually what happened. So we had to back up. Still sloppy. I mean, oh, just, again, so frustrating. Just, ugh. I actually do want to look it up because I do think that is the drive we got a penalty on. Let me check. Is this the, so yeah, it's a fumble. Yeah, and then Chris Lindstrom has the false start. So we have to back it up. Instead of being on the one, we're on the six. So that's why we couldn't just hand it off and go get the yard. Because we're being sloppy. Because we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Then, again, you get another fumble that they said David Onyemata recovered, but it was Kentavious Street that we thought was an interception. And you only get a field goal out of that. Kentavious Street. Well, David Onyemata, I think, forced fumble. Kentavious Street recovered. You only get a field goal out of that. So, you didn't capitalize off of the turnovers the defense created. Your own turnovers. Minnesota did capitalize off of those. At least a little bit more than you. After you threw the interception, they got the field goal. But before that, when Bijan fumbled, they went and scored a touchdown and tied it up with a two-point conversion. So, just, you cannot keep shooting yourselves in the foot. You cannot keep beating yourselves because at the end of the day, that's what this feels like to me. The Atlanta Falcons beat themselves. You were too sloppy. You couldn't tackle. And again, you had an opportunity. The defense had an opportunity to win it at the end. Couldn't tackle Josh Dobbs on a couple occasions, and especially that last drive where they get the go-ahead touchdown. You had a couple chances to tackle him, and you didn't make the play. Then again, you have the ball on the one-yard line. False start. Get backed up. Have to settle for a field goal. You get another fumble in Vikings territory. Have to settle for a field goal. It's just maddening. Maddening what this team does sometimes. It's just, ugh. And not only do you lose, but you lose to a NFC opponent. So that could come back to bite you because the Vikings now have the same record. Actually, the Vikings have a better record than you. They're 5-4 now, and you're 4-5. And we're back under 500. Two games, back-to-back, in my opinion, that we had no business losing. And now we're back under 500. My goodness. So, you lose to an NFC opponent who's on their third quarterback. Obviously, Kirk was already out. Jaren Hall goes out. And then you make Josh Dobbs look like the second coming of Cam Newton. So, you drop to 4-5, lose to an NFC opponent. Saints win, so now they're a game up in the division. Now, the only bright spot to all of this, I guess, I mean, it is a bright spot. Everything is still in front of the Falcons. They have not played the Saints yet. They will play the Saints after their bye week, which comes after their next game, which is this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. We may or may not see Kyler Murray. Still not quite sure about that, whether we'll see Clayton Toon or Kyler Murray. We'll see. But I really don't know how else to describe this loss besides frustrating, embarrassing, inexcusable. There's no other way to describe this game. So that's how I feel like the team played overall. Let's get into, while we have a couple minutes, let's get into Taylor Heinicke. He was Taylor Heinicke. He was stereotypical Taylor Heinicke. Didn't do anything special. Wasn't terrible, but wasn't great. He was stereotypical Taylor Heinicke. He made some nice veteran plays. A couple times where he threw the ball away. He got the ball out fast. He made some nice throws. But he also made a few bonehead throws, too. Made about four or five bonehead throws. One of them ended up getting picked off. So, my question is to you, what was the big difference between Heinicke and Desmond Ridder? Yesterday, there wasn't much of any. I mean, again, there were a couple of times maybe that Heinicke was able to get the ball thrown away or keep the ball out of danger. He didn't fumble, but he threw an interception, so he had a turnover. So, as far as yesterday goes, there wasn't much difference to me between Taylor Heinicke and Desmond Ridder. Not much at all. So, for what we got from Taylor Heinicke yesterday, I would have rather Desmond Ridder come in and you let Desmond Ridder continue to develop. Since we got that Taylor Heinicke, if we would have got the yardage was fine. I mean, they were moving the ball. They just couldn't execute in the red zone. And look, he did a good job against the pressure that Minnesota was sending. He only got sacked one time, so that's great. Maybe Dez gets sacked more because he can't handle the Minnesota pressure the way Taylor Heinicke could as a veteran quarterback. So maybe, but we'll never know. But again, for what we got out of Taylor Heinicke, 21-38, 268 yards, a touchdown interception, got sacked one time. I mean, that sounds like a real Desmond Ridder type stat line to me. And look, you got to look more into it to the stats than I get that, but from what I saw, too, I didn't see much of a difference from what Heinicke could do to what Desmond Ridder could do. Again, maybe Heinicke handles the pressure better than what Desmond Ridder would have, but we don't know that. Maybe he has less turnovers. Maybe, you know, Desmond Ridder fumbles. Who knows? But I wasn't overly impressed with Taylor Heinicke to the point where, like, yeah, we needed to get Taylor Heinicke in there instead of Desmond Ridder. No, I don't feel that way. I'm like, both of them could have did that, what Taylor Heinicke did yesterday. So I'm just frustrated. Just this team can be very, very deflating at times. And I'm getting deflated. Not even going to lie to y'all. But let me hear what y'all have to say. I do want to open up the phone lines, give y'all a chance for y'all reactions. 404-726-0929. Call me up. You know how we doing on a Monday. I want to hear how you're feeling about this Falcons 31-28 loss to the Minnesota Vikings at home. So call me up right now. 404-726-0929. That's the number. 404-726-0929. Call me up. Take your Falcons reactions in 5 right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Key Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. And we are reacting to what I am calling the debacle, the embarrassment that happened on Sunday afternoon. Falcons lose to the Minnesota Vikings 31-28 in a game where they at least should have, they left what? They got 6 points when they really should have had 14. So they leave, 8 points there. They should have at least had, they should at least score 40. Hey, man, should have dropped a 40 burger on the Vikings' head. Should have at least had 42, to be honest. They ended up with 28. Should end up with 40. I'll say 40. But still, either way it goes. Just a bad loss from the Falcons on Sunday. Again, to me, the reason I think they lost, I think they played sloppy. When you're on the 1 yard line after your defense literally serves up a touchdown to a silver platter for you, then you have a false start. It backs you up and you have to settle for a field goal because of it, and you can't get in the end zone. There are other times they were in the red zone, and they couldn't score. You get the other fumble that Kentavious Street recovers that it looked like an interception, but when it was hit out of Josh Dobbs' hands, he wasn't throwing yet, so it was technically a fumble. But either way it goes, you have a penalty on that play that negated the return because Kentavious Street did have a little bit of a return. So instead of starting at like, I think your own 15 or 20, you start closer to midfield. And then you get close a little bit, but you still can't punch it in. Missed opportunity there. Then Bijan Robinson fumbles. Vikings go and score a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie it up. Then on the next offensive possession, Taylor Heinicke throws an interception. The next offensive play, I should say. Vikings get a field goal off of that. Defense, they've been solid all season. And yes, the offense put them in some bad situations, but the defense also missed a lot of tackles, was not very good tackling yesterday. So you just missed opportunities. The Falcons were sloppy, and they didn't capitalize off the turnovers they got. And that's the reason, to me, those are the main three reasons why the Falcons lost on Sunday. But I want to hear from you. This is your time to get in on the game and let me know what you think is the reason the Falcons suffered a 31-28 loss to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's go to my guy, Randy. He's calling from McDonough. Randy, what's going on with you, man? How you feeling, my brother?
Boy.
I know
it,
bro.
Hey, man. Don't do it. Hey, this is not a good Falcons Monday, bro.
It's not. I'm trying to stay as positive I can, man, but it's hard, bro. I'm laboring right now.
Yeah, man, listen. I don't know. What's Arthur Smith's infatuation with Juno Smith, bro? A jet sweep on the one?
I don't get it. If you're gonna run plays with Jonnu Smith, you need to do more than plays that the one that went for a touchdown. You need to stick to those type of plays for Jonnu than the jet sweeps.
I mean, I feel like, you know, the play caller went, it was pretty bad, bro.
Yeah.
To me, it was pretty bad. Did you see how we was gashing them on the last drive in the fourth?
Yeah. Why weren't we doing that all game? I mean, Tyler Algier running the ball them. I mean, that was his drive. That was it. He scored on that drive, too. I mean, that was his drive. Why are we not doing that more? I mean,
we not running the ball, man?
I mean, we can literally out-physical these dudes. We can out-physical a lot of these teams. We're just not. We're getting too cute. Getting way too cute.
Man, it's just hard. It's just hard. And when the Falcons lose, you know, it just ruins your day.
It really does. It really does. Yeah, you don't care about nothing the rest of the day, man. You just upset.
Hey, Lee, I didn't even want to watch the Eagles game. I didn't want to watch the Bills game. I don't want to watch that, man. But,
facts.
You know, it was tough. The defense missing tackles, you know. We couldn't get really nothing going on offense like we're supposed to, man. I mean, and to the point you said, Ritter could have did the same thing. Ritter could have did that.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I don't think Ritter throw the pick on the end route. You can tell his arm strength ain't as good as Ritter's, man. You can tell.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, that's my 15 cent, man. Go ahead.
I appreciate it, Randy. Appreciate the phone call, brother. Stay strong, Randy. Stay strong, man. We're going to get through it. The one light I will shine on all of you is that we have not played the Aints yet. So we have two games against them. Everything is still in front of us. We can still host a playoff game, believe it or not. So the sky is not falling, but yes, this one does stink. This one does not feel good at all. I'm with you. I am with you. Trust me. 404-726-0929. That is the number to get in on the conversation reacting to this Falcons debacle of a loss. 31-28, they lose to the Minnesota Vikings at home yesterday. 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Atlanta and talk to my guy, LeBron. LeBron, man, what you got for me, brother?
Hey, man, it's frustrating. I get it, man. As a Falcon fan, trust believe me, man. I've been feeling this feeling all my life, my guy. You get immune to it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's sad, but it's true, my boy. Hey, but at the end of the day, I mean, you don't call everything that really happened yesterday for us to being disciplined to shoot ourselves. Like you said, we gave the game away. Again, that's two games we gave away, which
yep.
We should have had, like you said, a 40 burger on everything because, man, I just tell you, man, that was a hard pill. That's a hard pill to swallow.
That's now. A hard pill to swallow, man. It feel that's type one that it feel bad. It feel bad the whole way going down, man.
Yeah, it do, my guy. But I'm gonna tell you something else too, man. The coaches got outsmarted again because at the end of the game with 2 minutes left, Algier had a nice drive, and I get that. But it was hard for them to run the ball all game long, but
yeah.
to me, it was kind of like, with 2 minutes left, let's leave some time on the clock so we still have time for another drive.
I feel that.
Smarter again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we were sitting at a 10, so you just could have dialed back a little bit, idle back, let the clock run out a little bit more, be a little bit more strategic with your play call, as long as you ain't passing the ball in the red zone. And my thing, too, is you got a guy that just got on the team. He still got his clothes in the luggage, in the suitcase, man. He even unpacked.
Man, you know, the head coach was he was mapping out the plays for him while he was in his headset, man.
Right. Hey, that like we played flag football in the backyard. You go right there playing the dirt, man. Look,
yeah, exactly.
You go down there, man, you get it.
Hey, you draw the imaginary play. You draw the imaginary play on the football. That's what he was doing for him, for real.
And then on top of that, right, tackling, oh, my God, man.
Abysmal.
They need to work hard. That was ugly, man. You need to throw that film away and talk about tackling. And my thing is, who keeping the outside containment? That man just ran on the outside of us every chance he had. Everybody, if you're a defensive end, you sit on the end. You make him come back to you.
That's right.
If you're a cornerback, you sit on the corner. You make him come back, you know. And then on that last touchdown play, why the Saints? It's in the back of the end zone, bro.
Right.
Like, you put your defense on front of the line, and if somebody run back down, to me, you should have been man to man, and you should have lit him up because, like I say, he ain't been up 5 days. He ain't been up 5 days, bro. That's crazy to have a dude just get up. But we know, we said last week, we have a problem with rookie quarterback, even though he's a rookie. Yeah, that was ugly, man. And you get so embarrassing when somebody come and make highlight reels and history against us, man. It's like, damn, we ain't on everybody's history.
Right.
A highlight reel, man.
Right.
Numbers enough, man. Y'all need to step up and get the big boy pads on, man. Stop having excuses every time we lose. Oh, this happened. This is what's going on. And now I thought about this and I thought about that. Ain't none of that working, my guy. Now I disagree with you with the quarterback because, okay, he did throw a pick. He gave up 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Riddle would have got sacked by 5 times.
Now that's a solid
point. You say one of the best defenses in the NFL now, Dylan.
Now that is true. Now I do see your point there because he could. It is yet to be seen, and obviously we'll never know now. And I appreciate the phone call, LeBron. By the way, I got to get one more in here before we run to the next segment. Ritter, there's no telling how he would have handled that pressure, and with the way he's fumbled and, you know, kind of had some turnovers. Not kind of. He has had some turnovers. There is a point there. There is an argument there. But, again, we'll never know. And Taylor Heinicke wasn't that much more impressive. Now, again, he may have limited the turnovers. He may have limited the amount of times he got sacked because of his, you know, just savvy veteranness in the pocket and his more comfortability in the pocket. So I get that, and there could be an argument there. But, again, I'm not that impressed with Taylor Heinicke, and I think that just goes to show. I think my overarching point is I didn't expect Taylor Heinicke to, I guess, blow the doors off and go for what C.J. Stroud went for yesterday or anything like that. But I guess all I'm saying is that Taylor Heinicke showed me that there's not much more of a difference. There wasn't a huge difference to me yesterday between Heinicke and Desmond Ridder. I just didn't see that much more of a difference. I think that's my main point there. All right, let's get one more. 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Kevin. He's out there driving limos, driving the luxury vehicles. What's going on, Kevin?
All right, brother. How are you, man? I love your passion. I love your energy in the morning. And also, when you do your morning intro, you got to add limo drivers now. So add the limo guys in the future, my guy.
I'm adding it to the list. It's going to be on there tomorrow, Kevin. I got you, my dude.
I got you. So one word, flabbergasted, bro.
Yeah.
Flabbergasted with that effort, man.
Good word.
How come, like, with our team and with our particular team, you know, most coaches and most good coaches, they are able to exploit the weaknesses, especially of a team that's wounded, especially of a team where a guy just got off the plane or whatever. Like you have Shanahan, you got the Belichicks, even with his busted team right now, they're able to exploit weaknesses of teams that are in disarray or
Facts.
Teams that are wounded or teams that are like half. I feel like this falls squarely on coaching and execution. Whatever game plan that they go into the game with for the Falcons right now, I don't understand why they're not exploiting weaknesses of the other team. They have the talent, they have these players, but they can exploit these weaknesses. But Arthur Smith's game plan going into the game is very suspect. And you cannot, you absolutely cannot let a guy who just basically has his toothbrush in the locker and hasn't, you know, and like the guy said before, hadn't even unpacked his clothes, scramble and get you on a 4th and 7.
Yep.
I mean, and like the other guy said, making, we got all kinds of guys making history, things that have never been done before to us. We have a whole history of that in Atlanta. Man, I'm so frustrated, and I mean, I'm so flabbergasted. I mean, I'll listen to you, man, but that's what I think. I think it comes down to coaching and accountability. Their coaching right now, it's suspect at best. Thank you for listening to my call.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate the phone call, brother. And limo drivers will be added to the list in the morning. You will hear it tomorrow. But Kevin's absolutely right. LeBron made a good point as well. Josh Dobbs added reel to his highlight tape against us yesterday. When he just got on the team, that those things are not supposed to happen. It's just not. Again, dude was getting the plays in his headset. The plays were being mapped out to him in his headset. That's how fresh and new he was. Dude barely knew the playbook, and he was still running around and scoring touchdowns, being effective against us. Why? How? I need answers. No Justin Jefferson. KJ Osborne went out early on in the game. Jaren Hall got hurt early. Josh Dobbs basically off the street. All right, let me get some answers from Arthur Smith and the rest of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll let you hear some sound, and we'll let you hear what they got to say again about this loss that has Kevin and I flabbergasted. We'll do that next. It's coming up in 5 right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Falcons Monday. Unfortunately, it is not a winning Monday here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons lose 31-28 to the Minnesota Vikings. We've been breaking it down. I've been getting your reactions. Now let's hear a little bit from the players, because it just, you can't have it. Like, you just cannot have this type of loss. You just can't afford it, especially at the point the Falcons are at coming into yesterday's game, 4-4, trying to stay ahead of everybody in the division. Luckily, the Buccaneers and the Panthers lost, but the Saints won. Now they've jumped ahead of you. Now the good news is the Saints and the Falcons have not played yet. They'll play their first game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's going to be after the Falcons bye week, which again comes after this next upcoming game on the 12th against the Arizona Cardinals in the desert. So, again, everything is still out in front of you. All the goals you want to accomplish, you can still accomplish, of course. It is still, it ain't early, but it is halfway through the season, so you can still make some things happen. But, honestly, we've been talking about the Falcons' schedule and how easy it is. And all this. I don't want to hear how easy the Falcons' schedule is anymore, because after losing that game, I'm not sure about any of these games. Anything could happen. Until the Falcons show me that they are capable of beating a team they're supposed to beat consistently, because they have beat teams they're supposed to beat. They beat the Panthers week one. They beat the Packers week two. They've won games they were supposed to win. They beat the Buccaneers. They've won games that they're supposed to win. But they have to do it consistently, and they have not obviously done it consistently, because they should have won that game against Tennessee, and they should have won yesterday. So let's hear from the players. Let's first and foremost hear from Jeff Okudah. He talked about all the missed tackles, because, I mean, that was the worst performance the defense has had all year. And again, they were put in some bad situations for sure. No doubt about it. But they also missed a bevy of tackles, including, what, four or five missed tackles on that last run by Joshua Dobbs, where he sets them up to go ahead. He goes on that long fourth down run where, again, we had chance after chance to get him on the ground short of the yard marker that would have ended the game. Instead, he rushes, 22 yards for the first down, and a couple plays later throws the go-ahead touchdown to Brandon Powell, former Falcon, by the way. Puts even a little more sting on it. But anywho, here's Jeff Okudah talking about the missed tackling and how they have to get better.
I haven't watched the tape yet to give you like a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like covering on the back end, you don't really see like a lot of tackles. But I know me myself personally, I missed a tackle. So like I said, just hold yourself to a high standard and look in the mirror, ask yourself how you can be better.
Yeah, a lot of looking in the mirror has to commence this week, not just from defense, from offense and defense, because again, there's blame to go all around for this loss. So the tackling definitely has to be better, and I can almost guarantee you they are going to do a good number of tackling drills this week, probably up at Flowery Branch. And speaking of looking in the mirror, you heard Jeff Okudah talking about they have to look in the mirror and get better. Calais Campbell talked about looking in the mirror and getting better as well, and here's what the big fella had to say.
Today, we just didn't play good enough to win, you know. And there was moments of brilliance, you know. And it was just like, okay, we're doing some good stuff. And it's just like, you know, 60 minutes, you know, lock in and do what's required for 60 minutes, you know, and making sure we handle the fundamentals. But at this point in time, like, you know, I think it's just, you know, everybody has to look at themselves in the mirror, you know, figure out what do I need to do to be at my very best to help the team win football games, be accountable to my teammate. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of emotion that comes with that. You know, and I think that's good, because that's going to lead for us to care more, you know, to go out here and like, hey, you know, I don't care about nothing else, but just selling out, giving my all to win one football game.
That is very well said by Calais Campbell. That is very well said. First and foremost, he got out of the way. They didn't play well enough to win the game. That's obvious. But also talking about they had moments of brilliance, because they did. They did have moments of brilliance, offensively and defensively. I mean, offensively, you execute perfectly that tight end screen, wide receiver screen. I don't know if you want to call Jonnu Smith a wide receiver. He's more of a true tight end. But either way, that screen pass to Jonnu Smith that goes for a 60-yard touchdown, brilliance. Executed perfectly. That's offensively. Defensively, they had a couple moments of brilliance. Forcing the fumble where it looks like Kentavious Street has an interception, but really it's a fumble. You forced another fumble where Lorenzo Carter scoops it up and nearly scores. You had moments of brilliance on offense and defense yesterday, but guess what? Like Calais said, you didn't do it for 60 minutes. You didn't do it the entire time. And then there was times where you didn't look brilliant at all. You missed tackles. You shot yourselves in the foot with penalties, offensively and defensively. So, very well said there by Calais. Let's get this last sound in before we talk to the morning shift. Bijan Robinson talking about how they can't just feel sorry for themselves and say they're going to get better. They actually have to put the work in and make the action happen and actually address the issues that they have.
the whole offense, like, you know, from Tyler to myself to, I mean, all the receivers, you know, tight end. I mean, everybody has to hold each other accountable. And we can't, you know, be the guys to, you know, get our head down or, oh, it's okay. You know, we can't do that no more because, you know, this is the result that happens when we do stuff like that. So, you know, just being more accountable for each other and, you know, knowing that we got to trust each other, that's the biggest thing for us.
Yeah, obviously they have to stick together. And Jesse Bates also talked about how they'll get closer because of this loss, which I definitely believe, you know, adversity does help bring guys together, teams together, but they need to turn it around quick. I expect a hard, hard week of practice with, again, a lot of tackling drills. But we'll continue to break this loss down all week long on the Hometown Take. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, we'll talk to the Morning Shift, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Monday, Falcons Monday edition of the Morning Shift. We'll talk to the crew next. We'll talk to the homies right after this on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Falcons Monday. Unfortunately, it is not a winning Monday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons lose 31-28 to the Minnesota Vikings. We've been breaking it down. I've been getting your reactions. Now let's hear a little bit from the players, because you can't have it. Like, you just cannot have this type of loss. You just can't afford it, especially at the point the Falcons are at coming into yesterday's game, 4-4, trying to stay ahead of everybody in the division. Luckily, the Buccaneers and the Panthers lost, but the Saints won. Now they've jumped ahead of you. Now the good news is the Saints and the Falcons have not played yet. They'll play their first game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's going to be after the Falcons' bye week, which again comes after this next upcoming game on the 12th against the Arizona Cardinals in the desert. So again, everything is still out in front of you. All the goals you want to accomplish, you can still accomplish, of course. It is still, it ain't early, but it is halfway through the season, so you can still make some things happen. But honestly, we've been talking about the Falcons' schedule and how easy it is and all this. I don't want to hear how easy the Falcons' schedule is anymore, because after losing that game, I'm not sure about any of these games. Anything could happen. Until the Falcons show me that they are capable of beating a team they're supposed to beat consistently, because they have beat teams they're supposed to beat. They beat the Panthers week one. They beat the Packers week two. They've won games they were supposed to win. They beat the Buccaneers. They've won games that they're supposed to win. But they have to do it consistently, and they have not obviously done it consistently, because they should have won that game against Tennessee, and they should have won yesterday. So let's hear from the players. Let's first and foremost hear from Jeff Okuda. He talked about all the missed tackles because, I mean, that was the worst performance the defense has had all year. And again, they were put in some bad situations for sure. No doubt about it. But they also missed a bevy of tackles, including, what, 4 or 5 missed tackles on that last run by Joshua Dobbs, where he sets them up to go ahead. He goes on that long fourth down run where, again, we had chance after chance to get him on the ground short of the yard marker that would have ended the game. Instead, he rushes, 22 yards for the first down, and a couple plays later throws the go-ahead touchdown to Brandon Powell, former Falcon, by the way. Puts even a little more sting on it. But anywho, here's Jeff Okuda talking about the missed tackling and how they have to get better.
I haven't watched the tape yet to give you like a great answer. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like covering on the back end, you don't really see like a lot of tackles. But I know me myself personally, I missed a tackle. So like I said, just hold yourself to a high standard and look in the mirror, ask yourself how you can be better.
Yeah, a lot of looking in the mirror has to commence this week, not just from defense, from offense and defense, because again, there's blame to go all around for this loss. So the tackling definitely has to be better, and I can almost guarantee you they are going to do a good number of tackling drills this week, probably up at Flowery Branch. And speaking of looking in the mirror, you heard Jeff Okuda talking about they have to look in the mirror and get better. Calais Campbell talked about looking in the mirror and getting better as well, and here's what the big fella had to say.
Today, we just didn't play good enough to win, you know. And there was moments of brilliance, you know. And it was just like, okay, we're doing some good stuff. And it's just like, you know, 60 minutes, you know, lock in and do what's required for 60 minutes, you know, and making sure we handle the fundamentals. But at this point in time, like, you know, I think it's just, you know, everybody has to look themselves in the mirror, you know, figure out what do I need to do to be at my very best to help the team win football games, be accountable to my teammate. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of emotion that comes with that. You know, and I think that's good because that's going to lead for us to care more, you know, to go out here and like, hey, you know, I don't care about nothing else, but just sell it out, give them my all to win one football game.
That is very well said by Calais Campbell. That is very well said. First and foremost, he got out of the way. They didn't play well enough to win the game. That's obvious. But also talking about they had moments of brilliance, because they did. They did have moments of brilliance, offensively and defensively. I mean, offensively, you execute perfectly that tight end screen, wide receiver screen. I don't know if you want to call Jonnu Smith a wide receiver. He's more of a true tight end. But either way, that screen pass to Jonnu Smith that goes for a 60-yard touchdown, brilliance. Executed perfectly. That's offensively. Defensively, they had a couple moments of brilliance. Forcing the fumble where it looks like Kentavious Street has interception, but really it's a fumble. You forced another fumble where Lorenzo Carter scoops it up and nearly scores. You had moments of brilliance on offense and defense yesterday, but guess what? Like Kalea said, you didn't do it for 60 minutes. You didn't do it the entire time. And then there was times where you didn't look brilliant at all. You missed tackles. You shot yourselves in the foot with penalties, offensively and defensively. So, very well said there by Kalea. Let's get this last sound in before we talk to the morning shift. Bijan Robinson talking about how they can't just feel sorry for themselves and say they're going to get better. They actually have to put the work in and make the action happen and actually address the issues that they have.
The whole offense, like, you know, from Tyler to myself to, I mean, all the receivers, you know, tight end. I mean, everybody has to hold each other accountable. And we can't, you know, be the guys to, you know, get our head down or, oh, it's okay. You know, we can't do that no more because, you know, this is the result that happens when we do stuff like that. So, you know, just being more accountable for each other and, you know, knowing that we got to trust each other, that's the biggest thing for us.
Yeah, obviously they have to stick together. And Jesse Bates also talked about how they'll get closer because of this loss, which I definitely believe, you know, adversity does help bring guys together, teams together, but they need to turn it around quick. I expect a hard, hard week of practice with, again, a lot of tackling drills. But we'll continue to break this loss down all week long on the Hometown Take. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, we'll talk to the morning shift, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Monday, Falcons Monday edition of the morning shift. We'll talk to the crew next. We'll talk to the homies right after this on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.